It's Tom Morgan's Money Talk.
Hi, pal. Let's look at debit cards versus credit cards coming next. Hello, it is Tom. Credit cards versus debit cards. First, credit cards. When you use a credit card, you take out a loan. Credit. Spend $100 with your credit card and you borrow $100 from the credit card company. A loan. Now, debit card. A debit card gives you access to your money in your bank account. Spend $100 with your debit card and you withdraw $100 from your bank account. So if you cannot control your spending, if you lack discipline, if you just cannot resist buying some things, you're probably better off with a debit card, especially if you keep only modest amounts in your bank account. Because when you run out of money in that bank account, your debit card stops working. And if you do have discipline, if you do resist buying more than you can afford, if you do pay your credit card bill on time and you never get charged for interest and penalties on your unpaid overdue loan, then a credit card is great. By the way, lots of smart parents do not give their college student kids credit cards. They give them debit cards, and they limit how much they put into the bank accounts those debit cards draw from. Good idea. More after this, we pause. If after all those kids you got any money left over and you have it invested in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, or in cash and you're looking for ideas, send for Tom's questionnaire or call for it. 1-866-225-4334. You'll get some good ideas for the cash and you'll get some evaluations on the investments that you have. Find out whether they're doing the job for you. They should. 1-866-225-4334 or do the questionnaire online at the website, tomasinmorgan.com. Hi, it's Tom again with more bad puns. I've been reading a new book. It's about anti-gravity. And, you know, I can't put it down. Hey, I did a theatrical performance about puns. It was a play. That's right, a play on words. This is Tom, as in Morgan.